This time last year, it's Art Miami 2014. It's David Smith's fifth time at the art fair with his Amsterdam-based gallery. Friday morning, he walks into the fair about 45 minutes before the doors open to the public.
So there's already lines forming outside.
Art Miami would draw more people than Art Basel that year.
And I walked to my booth.
The Leslie Smith Gallery, towards the back of the tent.
And on the back wall, I had three major pieces.
Including a silver plate with an etching of a face and hands by Pablo Picasso, worth $85,000.
And, you know, you take a double look. You walk in, and you look at the wall, and you look down, and you like look up again, and you see there's a piece missing.
The first thing he does is look on the floor.
You see, it must have fallen off or something. And then the realization hits you, probably within, it feels like a minute, but probably was like 3 seconds, but it was gone.
This is the first time anything had been stolen from him in his 26 years working in the art world. The police came, employees were questioned, insurance was notified. Nothing unusual turned up. But a theft from an art fair in Miami is unusual. And the oddity of it all became one of the big stories of Art Week.
An expensive piece of Picasso art has been stolen.
So it really is a mystery right now where that plate could be.
Police are working multiple leads.
Questioning anyone who had access to the piece of art.
Art Miami now offering a reward for information leading to its safe return.
So where could it be now?
It really would be fun to talk with the thieves, find out what the hell they were thinking, right?
Stephen Urice teaches law at the University of Miami and specializes in art and museum law. He says one of the first possibilities that comes to mind is that the silver could have been melted down.
When silver was at a very high price per ounce a few years ago, that fear was real. Silver is no longer at those record prices.
So if you're going to take the risk of stealing a work of art right under the noses of everyone here for Art Week, a cash out of a few $100 doesn't make all that much sense. Another possibility is that the theft was itself a piece of performance art.
If they did it in order to make a statement about the commodification of art, then one would have anticipated, okay, they sold the piece, they would have released some kind of announcement about it, and then the piece would have been left somewhere for law enforcement to retrieve it.
And so far, that hasn't happened. So one theory that may appeal to our dramatic sensibilities is that there's some rich guy who commissions thefts so he can line his cave with beautiful art.
There was a famous movie called Dr. No, a James Bond movie.
Robert Whitman used to lead the art crimes unit with the FBI, where he was an agent for more than 30 years. That film came out in 1962.
And in that movie, James Bond goes into Dr. No's caverns, and he sees a painting there that was stolen literally the year before from a museum in London.
There's so much to discuss, so little time.
Well, ever since then, there's this theory that there's a Dr. No somewhere who is collecting these pieces and, you know, just staring at them in his cave. And that's not what's happening.
So right now, somebody's probably just sitting on the Picasso piece. Because selling stolen art is really hard. Any reputable person's going to be searching the stolen art databases. Because who's going to fork out thousands or millions of dollars for an illegal purchase? So the thieves have a really hard job at this point.
They're good criminals, but they're terrible businessmen. I always say the true art in an art theft is not the stealing, it's the selling. Because we always recover these pieces when they come back to market. Whether the criminals try to sell them, or whether they finally pass away, that's when we get them back.
He says anyone trying to unload a stolen work of art has to start talking about it, to try and get a broker or a buyer. And that's when the FBI or other law enforcement catch wind of it, through informants and undercover agents. But David Smith isn't waiting around. He's back at Art Miami this year and isn't worried about a repeat of last year. In fact, he's excited about showing a bit of his own subversiveness.
Well, we have two large Banksys. I'm wondering what the reactions are going to be.
As long as this time, the person who wants it pays for it. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.